There's nothing out there for me.
And that's the problem. You're just waiting, hoping for things to go bad again.
Get serious. That's number one. I don't know any substitute for that.
You have no time. There's no time. I mean, one of the quotes on the wall in the gym in there is,
there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
See, the point is, you don't know how much future you've got. What's gone is gone. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Some of you have had divorces. Some of you have probably had bankruptcies. Some of you have had terrible things happen in the past. But what's gone is gone. It's in the past. And to spend your time focusing on the past is to spend the only thing that you've got, and that's what's right here, right now. Because the sand never stops running. This is all we've got. And to spend your time now thinking of what happened there is making absolute certain that the future is going to be the same as the past.
Think about how many years, months, hours, seconds, days, all that shit you have wasted on people who suck the fucking life out of you. Today's a good day for you to go through and shit can those motherfuckers. Shit can those motherfuckers who only call you when they fucking need something. Shit can those motherfuckers who can't get over shit, who continue to bring up shit from the past, who can't move forward. Life is short. Life is precious. Spend that time with the people you love, the people you want to give that time to, real friends, real family. Everybody else, they're just sucking up the air you breathe. You need that motherfucker to be hard.
No one's effing coming to save you. No one's going to make you better at your business. No one is going to get you to be a better persuader of people or framer of people other than you.
You cannot have any part of your mind that thinks, oh, someone will just do this for me. You cannot have that in your mind. You have to do things yourself. You have to create things. You have to make things happen. You have to do it yourself. No one's going to give it to you. No one is going to give it to you. And this doesn't mean you have to take from someone else. You have to build for yourself.
You have a project that's due at work that you don't feel like working on right now. Doesn't matter that you don't feel like working on it right now. You impose discipline on the situation and you do what you're supposed to do. You have a exercise. You need to work out this morning. You haven't worked out yet. You wake up in the morning. You need to go work out. You don't feel like working out. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that you don't feel like working out. Doesn't matter. It's not part of the calculation. Discipline overrides that. Discipline trumps your feelings, and that is what you need to apply as a person, as a normal human being. No matter what you're doing in your life, you need to let discipline be your guide, not how you feel. That's what we need to do. And if you do that, you're going to end up with freedom. You're going to end up with freedom across the board. Discipline equals freedom. That's what I have been saying for a long time. It is 100% factually true.
Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was going to miracle me to be somebody special. All my situations were on me now. And solely on me. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts real bad.
There's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gained the advantage.
And I remember when I was putting in work and I wasn't getting the checks. You're putting in work, and just because you can't see the results, you want to quit or give up. I ain't never quit. I ain't never give up. I ain't never give in. I just kept grinding. You're putting in the work, and the only reason you pissed, the only reason you quitting is not because you want to quit, because you keep looking up and you saying we three in. Who cares what you are? If you keep going, you're going to break through. The only people that don't break through are the people who scoreboard watch.
There's lots of people who work really, really hard for a long time and never make it. And that's because working hard is just part of the puzzle. The other part of the puzzle is how high your skill set is, how developed your skill set is. And so we have these people that say these things like, work smart, not hard, all right? Well, you're a fucking moron, all right? I'll just tell you that right now, because it takes both. It takes hard work and it takes smart work. While you have to be putting in the work and you have to be showing up and you have to be giving it all you have, you have to consistently be aware and conscious of the intentional skill set that you are building along the way.
The dog came from what I went through. That the dog didn't come from school. The dog didn't come from getting a PhD. The dog didn't come from getting these big checks. That's not where the dog came from. The dog came, so our children are watching all this success and we wonder why the millennial generation, nobody ever told them to dream. Nobody ever told them that DNA is in their dream. We told them that their DNA is in their money.
If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold poverty, famish, or cold, sickness, or pain, or body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim, you besiege and beset it, with the help of God, you'll get it.
I'll never give up. Never.
The biggest war you ever go through is right between your own ears. It's in your mind.
The mind's a very powerful thing. It has a tactical advantage over you all the time. It knows where you don't want to go. So it will guide you away from that. And that's why the mind will always win. Until you fucking reprogram it. You gotta figure out a way to reprogram your mind to get outside the box. Whatever my mind said, I don't want to do, I realize I must do that.
The greats do things when they don't always want to, and that's the separation.
Without discipline, you're nothing. And discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
We have to regain control of our mind. How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face.
The only way anything gets accomplished, you gotta work hard. I can't remember what the f*** in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read it again. Still not getting it. Read it again. But if not getting it, write it out. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay, we're going to figure it out, because he is not going to stop. To find real, permanent peace, you first must go through suffering. You must go to the dark side of who you are.
Every day I demand more for myself than anybody else could possibly expect. I don't compete with other people. I compete with what I'm capable of.
A person that's obsessed and wants to just get there, they don't give a fuck what the temperature is. They no longer care, because they know no matter what's out there, no matter if it's snowing, if it's a damn tropical storm, if it's 20 below, they don't care. They're going to run. It doesn't matter what the fuck's out there, what's in front of me. I'm just going to go. And that's how you want to get your mind.
You have to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable consistently to build this mindset that when things get hard, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack. I'm seeing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I want to go.
You have to literally visualize the connection between what you're doing on a day-by-day basis with what you're wanting. What do you want yourself to look like 10 years from now? What do you want your bank account to look like? What do you want to look like physically 6 months from now or a year from now? You have to connect the dots. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things.
If you think that you've given everything, you really haven't. If you think you're working hard, you're not working hard enough.
You can always do more. You always have another gear, another level of performance. You can always push a little bit harder, get up a little earlier, work a little longer.
If you want to be great, if you want to get the recognition, if you want to get f***ing paid, if you want all of the things that you dream about, there is only one way to guarantee that you will have those things. Only one. And that is becoming so fucking good at what you do, no matter what it is you do, that it is undeniable that other people recognize how great you are. Becoming undeniable is not something that sticks with you in a certain role. It's a character trait that you fucking develop. That means any place that you are put, you will put in the work, you will learn the skills, you will improve your arsenal to become the undeniable best in that role. And if you have that attitude to where it doesn't matter if you're cooking French fries or you're making $10 billion business deals, you are going to be the absolute best that you can fucking be. And there's nothing that can stop you. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what race you are, what gender you are. It doesn't matter who your fucking parents are. Dude, we can make every excuse in the book. But I promise you, for every excuse you can make, there are literally thousands of people who had it harder than you that have done what the fuck you want to do. There is nothing that can fucking stop you when you become so skilled that every single person around you sees that and it recognizes that. And that is a habit. That is not a gift. That is something that you can create.
You think you become a champion on the field? You don't. You become a champion when ain't nobody watching you. When you're not doing what coach telling you to do. You're doing your own drills and your own way. You're doing what coach tell you to do and you're doing your own stuff. You become a champion in the dark when ain't nobody looking. You don't become no champion when you put no doggone helmet on. You become a champion the way you eat. You become a champion the way you think. You become a champion in your grind. And you just get on stage and you shine. It's about a commitment to you. That's what's wrong with a lot of you. Because you want somebody else to be more committed to you than you want to be to yourself. And you got to get to the point where no other human wants it for you more than you want it for you.
I'm shocked more people are on beast mode. There are people who live from check to check and they're comfortable. Listen to me. Unless you're number one in your industry, you shouldn't be chilling. And if you're number one in your industry, you got enough common sense to know you better not be chilling. So I need that dog.
Execute, execute, execute. Why? Because when you get results, you get rewards. If you really want this, you gotta learn to sacrifice. You gotta learn to give up to go up. You want affirmation? Look yourself in the mirror and say, I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Do whatever it takes. You your biggest driver. I wake up every single day and I get what I get because I live in beast mode. Y'all gotta do me a favor. Stop being gazelles. You're not average. You're not even good. You were born to be great. So be phenomenal or you will be forgotten.
I asked myself the question about the lion, and I said the lion is not running to be rewarded. The lion is running to eat. Because the lion realizes when he kills the gazelle, not only does he eat the gazelle, but he brings it back home. So you've got to ask yourself, what's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it, you can be it, you can do it.
When you are a true hunter, you don't go by time. You go by the gazelle. You don't hunt from 8 to 3. Why? Because the gazelle may not be open from 8 to 3. You hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one. And then you get another, and then you get another, and you get another.
I'm saying that some of you in this room, you might not be a lion yet. You might have small beginnings. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of resources, but there's no excuses. And I need you to understand, for those of you who are 70% beast mode, 30% gazelle, that's just enough for that other person to outdo you.
There are only 86,400 seconds in a day, and you gotta not only operate in them, you gotta do it quick, you gotta do it fast, you gotta do it in a hurry. Why? Because there's somebody else who's on the same track you are. Somebody else, they're on the same path that you are. It's somebody else just like you trying to do it, and sometimes they're working just as hard as you're working. They're putting in just as much sweat, just as much tears, just as much blood, but you just gotta do it what? You gotta do it faster than they do it. You gotta do it quicker than they do it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That's why I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, because if you're getting up at 6, you might be smarter than me. You might have more privilege than me. You might have more resources than me. You might, but I'm gonna get up earlier than you, and I'm gonna do it faster than you do it. So by the time you get up with all your resources, by the time you get up with all your privilege, by the time you get up with all your stuff, I've already finished the race. Are you hearing me? It's hard. Yep, it's hard. Yep, it's difficult. Yep, why? Because the process is weeding out the weak. It's weeding out the weak. And so sometimes you got to play hard. You got to play physical. You got to play tough, because the game itself is tough. The game itself is hard. But I know you got what it takes.
Listen to me. This is how you do it over 6-7 years ago, with no money, no human resources, no building, no funding, no support. The first thing we did was we dreamed. We wrote the dream down. We slept the dream. We ate the dream. We rehearsed the dream. We looked at the dream. We talked about the dream. We slept with the dream. We woke up to the dream. We wore the dream. And now, boom, it's our reality. And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month, then when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while, and when people tell you crazy, when people tell you stupid, and when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge. And I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance, keep dreaming. Keep looking at your dream. Keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream, because that's where true success is.
It's very, very simple to get what you want, but it's not easy. It's your job to make yourself do the crap you don't want to do so you can be everything that you're supposed to be. And you're so damn busy waiting to feel like it. And you're never going to. Ever. No one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true.
If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices. They wake up another, make another bad choice. They make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices, right? And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feelings.
The problem is that most people, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. They don't got the energy to keep up with me. I'm like, boo, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. Some stuff is just, you gotta be powerful. It's just some stuff that you gotta have stamina for. You're just too slow. It just take you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're going to forever be average, because to be great, you got to keep up. No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? You gotta begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you gotta wake up every day to it. You gotta go to bed with it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You gotta read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, gotta pour into that dream.
I didn't get to where I am. I didn't get here being lazy. I didn't get here binge watching TV. I didn't get here taking days off. I personally know what it takes. One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime. In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. You only transition from one level to the next when you're tired of the level you are.
You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. You gotta kill.
Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 120. Every single day, I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. My son's counting on me. I don't have days to waste. And your grind has to match your dreams. You can't play as much as you used to play. You can't go where you used to go. You can't do what you used to do. And now you gotta pick your grind up. And I need you to wake up every single day. And I need you to use your 24 hours like you've never used it before.
Here's the truth. This is the reality. Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's gonna come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long fucking time by yourself with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. Because if you really want motherfuckers to believe in you, go out and build something great.
Far too many of you worry way too much about other people and not enough about your fucking selves. When you spend your energy focusing on what other people are doing instead of executing on your own opportunities, you are setting yourself up to fucking fail time and time again. And this goes against what society is, right? Society is all about gossip. It's all about talk. It's all about who's doing what. And it's never about worrying about what you're doing. That's why you don't see successful people hanging out with people like that. Because they worry about their own they worry about their own actions, and they worry about how they can get better at it. How about you take the time you spend gossiping and talking about and worrying about other motherfuckers and put that same time into developing yourself?
I just beat me. This ain't about nobody else. I don't give a fuck about nobody else. I just beat me. If I can keep beating myself, then that means that I'm in a battle with the only person that I really want to fucking beat, and that's me. If I can continue to outdo me from the day before, then I'm ahead.
My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success. No coach, no trainer, no mentor, no boss can do it. You versus you.
Dedication, all works. Dedication, all works. Dedication, all works. I'm a one-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still coming on top. I got God on my side.
And you gotta get to the point where there's no other human that wants your success for you more than you want it for you.
In 2022, stop trying. Whatever your hand finds to do, execute, execute, execute.
You have to begin to fortify yourself. You have to begin to consciously monitor your inner conversation and start talking to yourself. Start building yourself up. Sometimes the only good things you will hear about you are the things that you say to you. Start building yourself up. Start encouraging yourself. Start saying, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I start trying to convince myself I can be a businessman after flopping and failing and losing thousands of dollars and feeling stupid and dumb and having people take advantage of me because of what I didn't know, I had to talk to myself because people were saying to me that I was dumb. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I was saying, you're right. Look at what I've done. I had to say, no, 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 Les. Hey, hey, come on, man. Get yourself together. You can handle this. You just haven't figured it out yet. It's all right. This is your training period. This is the tuition you have to pay for what you don't know. You can do this. Other people have done it. It doesn't take an Einstein. Change the way you see yourself and begin to tend to the personal details. Understand that nobody's going to take care of your business better than you. You've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out, selling yourself on you and on your potentials.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
There's no limitations. There's no excuses. Just sweat equity.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Some of you have been knocked out by life and you got up and saw the blood. You, he hit me. Sometimes in life, you have to hit back.
It's hard to keep your spirits up, to be motivated, to be encouraging. It's hard. You got bills. You got responsibilities. It's hard. But it's worth believing. It's worth giving yourself a chance. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up.
Don't let this negative world get to you. Don't let it win.
Failure is not falling down. Failure is staying down. It's not in falling that makes us failures. It's in not getting up that makes us failures. And you get to decide if you get up or you don't get up.
You have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to you. It's not your fault. But if I come back a week later, you're still on the ground. If I come back a year later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated.
When crises strike in your life, and in the Chinese language, crisis means danger, but it also means opportunity. And this is an opportunity for you to grow. And you've got to be so relentless that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
Failure gives you two choices. You stay down or you get up. Well, I'm up and I am fired up because I have figured it out.
It's the mindset. You better change the way you think. All you need to do is change your thinking and you change your world. You don't need to change anything else.
It takes courage to be different. It takes courage to go where you've never gone before. It takes courage to be successful. It takes courage to win. Do you have the courage to stand there till the storms keep raging? And you stand there and say, I've come too far to turn around? Do you have the courage?
The moments that take your breath away are the ones that count. You need the downs to make the ups. You need the ups to create the downs. You need to feel the opposites to truly understand the full reality of the life you are living. I don't care if you've been beaten to the floor, if your legs are too tired to lift that weight. Break through that barrier and create new ones for you. Get back up and live life. When there's a will, there's a way. When you truly need something, you can find a way, and you stop at nothing to reach it.
So I don't care how long it takes. I don't care the sacrifice. You put in too many hours. You made too many phone calls. You put in too much money. You've invested too much time. You should have quit last year.
I got tired of losing. I got tired of coming up short. I got tired. I got tired of eating out of trash cans. I got tired of watching everybody else graduate. I got tired of seeing people ride first class. I got to go all the way to the back. I got tired. I hate it as much as you hate it. But the problem is, I want it more than you want it. I got tired of giving 70 or 80% and not living the way I want to live. I see other people winning and I'm not winning, and I want to be a winner and I'm tired. And I got tired, y'all, so I did something about it. I woke up every day and started grinding. I was tired. You got to get tired of losing. And what I discovered was that you don't have to be born in a certain family. You don't have to have a certain socioeconomic status. It only takes one thing to get what you see other people have that you want, and it's called effort. You out of place. You don't belong there. You are royal priesthood. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Get your butt up. You are a royal priesthood. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. You are an embarrassment to the kingdom. You are a royal priesthood. Act like it. You gotta get this beast mode. You gotta embody beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm gonna get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's mine.
Stop thinking, worrying, looking over your shoulder, hoping for some easy way out, and just do.
How desperate are you for what you want? Do you want it as bad as breathing? Do you want it as bad as anything you ever wanted in your life? And if you calibrate it at the highest enough levels, what I found is the people that are the hungriest, they find a way. When you're desperate, you find reserves and reservoirs of ideas, talents, and a strength that you don't know you have when you find yourself in a desperate situation.
Either you get knocked down, get back up, and you get back up, you get back up, and you continue to throw shit against the wall. Because you believe in the purpose, you find value in it. That was Michael Jordan. He said, I failed over and over and over and over again. I failed. And that's why I succeeded.
And so I need you to walk out there. No more 50%. No more. No more 50%. No more. No more 70%. No more. I want us at 85 and climbing. If you're at 80, I want you at 90. And I mean moving rapidly. And I need you to give me that 120. I need you to give me that everything we do. I need you to start giving me that 120 in everything we do. Bring it all together. Bring all the energy, all the passion. Bring it all together and dominate.
What are you going to do to get better today? Today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, when you think you're going to have plenty of time to do what you want. Get your priorities straight. That's not going to happen. And it's definitely not going to happen if you don't start putting in the work today. Nobody's going to lift the weights for you. Nobody's going to do the pull-ups for you. Nobody's going to go out and put in the road work for you. You gotta do all that yourself. Quit waiting for the perfect time. Quit waiting for the perfect situation to occur. It's not gonna happen. You wanna know when the time is right? The time is right now. So what are you doing with your time? Are you doing something productive? Are you moving towards a goal? Making yourself better? Or are you letting time slip by? Wasted. Stop wasting time. Get after it.
You cannot stop. Rest if you must, but you cannot stop and question your circumstance and situation so much so that while you could be working, while you could be further along the road, less travel, you're sitting there contemplating life. You're sitting there moaning about it. You're sitting there complaining about it. And I get it. I understand, but you gotta work. You gotta work. You know what's gonna happen? You're gonna wake up 60 days later, 90 days later, and everything's gonna change but you. And you're gonna get the same results you got because you're the exact same person. So work. You don't get bulk by staring at weights. You don't get healthier by staring at it. You get healthier by running up to it and grabbing it and pushing it. Push through that stuff. Push through it. Just keep working. I need you to wake up every day and say, today, I will not stop. I will not give up. I will not give in. Nobody said it would be easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it.
With every great thing in life, there is going to be sacrifice. With every great thing in life, there is going to be work. And with every great thing in life, there is going to be time. You're going to have to make difficult decisions. You're going to have to put in the work, and you're going to have to be patient. But if you could combine those three things, that's what makes great things happen. That's what builds epic lives and builds ultimate realizations of potential. But you're never going to be able to do it if you keep kicking the shit down the road. Make this year the year that you commit to yourself that you're going to make progress. All it takes is some discipline and some hard-nosed dedication, some hard-nosed commitment. If you can commit to winning every fucking day this year, your life will be drastically different this time next year.
I don't know what dream you have, but I can guarantee you that there's somebody in the hospital right now praying, begging God to have the opportunity that you have right now. Don't blow it. It is time to go from mediocre to meteoric. It is time to go from being counted out to being counted on.
An hour lost today is an hour lost forever.
In life, there's no timeout. You can't raise your hand and stop the clock. It doesn't happen. So instead, I recommend you learn how to flip that switch when you face something that is overwhelming or challenging. You flip that switch that says, go time.
You don't have forever. Stop acting like it.
That's the way life is. You don't have enough time. You gotta make time.
God told me to tell you, don't pray no more. You don't need to pray. I gave you life. It's precious. You the one playing with it. You the one taking it for granted. You getting up late. You got an attitude. You don't feel it. I gave you breath. Use it.
Get there early, man. You got all this stuff you want to do and you never say you got enough time, but get there early. No one's there. No one's doing anything in the morning.
You can train yourself. You can condition yourself that this is my moment. This is my time. This is my Super Bowl. There will be no commercial breaks. This is my stuff. You're going to determine the outcome of your life. You're going to determine whether or not your life is exciting or whether or not it's boring. You determine that. And those people who know that, they move with a sense of urgency. They move with purpose and direction. They work and they manage their time effectively.
Right now, we have the most valuable asset on earth on our side, time. But it's running out. And right now, you guys are sitting there. And to make that first step towards greatness is the hardest step. But there is one thing harder than that, my friends. It's later in life. As you look back on your life, the windows of opportunity has closed. Your ability is no longer present. And you think back that you could have been great. Right now, you had the ability to never have that debate inside your head. That's the debate you can never win.
Where does the switch come from? The overdrive. It is the thing that allows you to go the extra distance, to dig a little deeper, to push a little harder. It takes both emotion and logic to reach your maximum potential, to really give everything you have, to go beyond your limits. Because emotion and logic will both reach their limitations. And when one fails, you need to rely on the other. When it just doesn't make any logical sense to go on, that's when you use your emotion, your anger, your frustration, your fear to push further, to push you to say one thing: I don't stop.
Everybody wants to prize, but nobody loves the process. Everybody wants to be a champion, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to be a champion. Everybody wants to hold up the trophy and say, man, I did it, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to do it. I love the process. I love the thought of working for what I want. And I firmly believe you're never supposed to wish for it more than you're willing to work for it. Your expectations never supposed to exceed your effort. But a lot of people, they wish, and they're not willing to work. And the great thing about life has a funny way of testing all of us and seeing how bad we really want what it is that we say we want.
When you work for something, it gives you a different type of attachment to it. The harder you work, the harder it is to surrender. That's why cats can give up so easy. They ain't got nothing invested. But when a cat work for something, like when a cat been sacrificed for something, well, you gonna have a cold day in hell before you take it from him.
You can't be good and be a legend. You can't be great, really, and be a legend. You gotta be phenomenal. I want you to push for legend. It is the process of the grind that shapes you and forms you. It's not the game. You think you become a champion on the field? You don't. You become a champion when ain't nobody watching you. You're doing your own drills and your own way. You're doing what coach tell you to do, and you're doing your own stuff. You become a champion in the dark when ain't nobody looking. You don't become no champion when you put no doggone helmet on. You become a champion the way you eat. You become a champion the way you think. You become a champion in your grind.
When your feelings are screaming that you have had enough, when you think you are going to break emotionally, override that emotion with concrete logic and willpower that says one thing: I don't stop. Fight weak emotions with the power of logic. Fight the weakness of logic with the power of emotion. And in the balance of those two, you will find the strength to say to yourself, I don't stop. We are taken apart slowly, convinced to take an easier path, enticed by comfort. Most of us aren't defeated in one decisive battle. We are defeated one tiny, seemingly insignificant surrender at a time that chips away at who we should really be. It isn't that you wake up one day and decide, that's it, I'm going to be weak. No. It is a slow, incremental process. It chips away at our will. It chips away at our discipline. We sleep in a little later. We miss a workout, then another. We start to eat what we shouldn't eat and drink what we shouldn't drink. And without realizing it, one day you wake up and you've become something that you never would have allowed. So you have to be vigilant. You have to be on guard. You have to hold the line on the seemingly insignificant little things, things that shouldn't matter, but things that do. It's not about winning. It's the battle itself. It's the struggle. It's the daily test. That's what life's about. I want to struggle. I want to grind and claw and scratch, and I want to dig in and I want to push. And I don't want it to end. I don't want to rest, and I don't want to coast. And I don't want to reach a point in my life where I say, I've done enough. No. Everyone listening to this, here's the deal. No complacency. No complacency. No backing off. No slack whatsoever. Fight.
The standard is the standard. We don't lower it. We compete, we fight, we scrap, we live to fight another day. We don't retreat against nobody. That ain't talent. That's essence. That's core. That's who I am as a person. That's how I get down. That's how I'm coming. That's what that is. And every time you get ready to stop, every time you get ready to quit, that's you as a man. But when you press forward, in the midst of the opposition, in the midst of the adversity, you're building a mentality that's going to sustain you 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now.
Because you want some different kind of results in your life, you've got to be willing to be unreasonable. If you want unreasonable results in your life, you've got to be willing to be unreasonable. Part of being unreasonable, you don't judge according to appearances. Part of being unreasonable, you can see it because you believe it. That's part of being unreasonable. Part of being unreasonable, you must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were. That's part of being unreasonable.
And so I started going to work earlier. I started being the last one to leave there. I started working harder than anybody else. The other guys could not. Why would you work so hard, Les? I said, I'm not working for them. I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Someone said, do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
There is not a day that I wake up that I don't feel like going back to sleep or that I don't have anxiety about what my day is going to bring. And you know what I do? I wake up and I go handle it.
And you have to understand, if you don't execute on the plan, if you don't get up in the morning when you're feeling tired, scared, if you don't execute, you're not just cheating yourself. You're cheating your family. You're cheating your employees. You're cheating your team, whatever you're a part of.
I need you to confront you because you're the one holding you up. I need you to look in the mirror and tell you, you are not going to do me like this no more. You're not going to continue to sabotage me. You're not going to keep procrastinating. You're not. You know you should be further in life, but you keep letting you slide. Hold you accountable and don't let you off the hook.
If for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, what would you be like? What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? You'd be 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient. You have no idea how efficient people get.
I want you to challenge you the last quarter of this year to do something you've never done before, to have something you've never had before.
They're not going to give it to you, but if you're willing to get up every day and go take it, if you're willing to get up every day and work for it, if you're willing to get up every day and grind from sunup to sundown, you can have the life that other people dream of.
The hell I negotiate with myself. Most of us come out here, we explain away why we can't do shit, and we stick in this negotiation process in our mind. You can't negotiate these things. They're definite.
If you really want to change your life, do so by learning how to be gritty. Do so by learning how to be resilient. Do so by showing up time after time after time after time, long after everybody else has lost interest in showing up, and you will get where you want to go.
Just keep pushing forward. With enough action, any goal can be achieved.
Everything that is great comes from being in a position of uncomfortable. And if you can get used to being uncomfortable, your fucking limits are non-existent.
There are no shortcuts. There are no hacks. If you want to take the easy road, I promise you it's longer and more painful than the hard road. Choose the hard path. The path of responsibility, hard work, and sacrifice. The path of discipline, humility, and ownership that ultimately leads to freedom. It won't be easy. It will demand everything you've got to give, but you can do it. Discipline equals freedom. That's not a contradiction, it's an equation. Discipline is the path to freedom. Discipline is the driver of daily execution. Discipline defeats the infinite excuses that hold you back. Make discipline part of your daily life, and your daily life will get better.
Haters motivate me, because when they talking about me, that means I'm doing something.
You see, while you're over there watching me and talking about me, I'm working.
That person who was your hater, they thought they defeated you. That person who told you you'll never amount to anything, they thought they defeated you.
Use them for fuel. Use them for energy. Put them on the mental Rolodex in your mind. And when you don't want to do roll through your brain. Pull up that motherfucker that you need. That person who said you couldn't do something. Use it for energy. Instead of killing them with kindness, torture them with fucking success.
Oh, you're being unrealistic. You're dreaming. Yes, I am dreaming. So a lot of people have stopped dreaming. Don't you stop dreaming.
You're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to do. You're going to have. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, you're going to prove them wrong. Everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
When you're uncommon, get ready for the criticism. When you're uncommon, get ready for the opposition. When you're uncommon, get ready for the common people not to understand you. When you're uncommon, have uncommon ways. Get ready for people to try and block you and conspire against you.
Never allow anybody to make you feel bad about being so blessed when you've worked your ass off to get it. You decided all the clubs, partying, hanging out, and all that shit, that ain't for me. I'm gonna be out here running in the hot sun, practicing, playing basketball, shooting on weekends while everybody else is clubbing and hanging out. You got your focus right. You see me in my Rolls Royce, private planes, rooftop hotel, 5-6-star lifestyle. I've worked my ass off to have it, and you can keep all your little slick ass comments to yourself. Cause guess what? I don't remember the last time I lost sleep over a hater.
Noise out. Embrace the fact that people don't like you. You need to do something right.
Develop the interior core where it doesn't matter if people call you crazy. One of the things limiting you from your income, your impact, a world-class life, you care too much about what people think about you. Everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
There's one thing about being in dark places. If you have the courage to stay in there long enough, your eyes will start to adjust to the darkness. Your body and mind will always adjust to more suffering, to more pain. If you want to push harder, know this. Your mind quits way before your body does. So you have to be willing to go way into that darkness and find more of yourself.
Failure is not final, it's formative. It is part of the process. It's part of the journey. Your failure matters as much as your success. How do you think you're gonna grow if you don't ever fail? Every one of my successes is stacked on top of failures. Failure is just another peg in the ladder for me to go higher. And some of you in this room today, you need to change your mind, because some of you are thinking about giving up because you're in a season of failure. But just because you failed doesn't mean that God doesn't have a bright future in store for you. It is always too soon to quit.
Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't talk negative. Average people talk problems. The greats talk solutions.
My greatest moments didn't come from my greatest moments. My greatest moments came from my greatest defeats, because it was during my defeat that I had to find a way to get back up. I love the sun, but things don't grow because of the sun. You have to have some rain, and you've got to stop looking at rain in your life as something bad.
Delay don't mean deny. Delay just means you're going to have to wait a minute. When the unsuccessful are in delay, they get nervous, they get worried, they give up, they quit, they stop, they surrender, because they don't see what they think they should see. But when the successful are in delay, we work while we wait. We work We work, we grind in between time. We don't give up. We don't surrender. We don't quit. We see differently. Our perspective is different. And because our perspective is different, our outcomes are different. Our rewards are different. I will my way through every situation, every trial, every tribulation. I will my way through it.
Where will you be in your business, in your life in 36 months? Not because you hope, because you decide. If there's something you once envisioned and now it's real, it's because you decided there's something you wanted so bad that you unleashed all your desire. You became obsessed with it. You didn't just envision it, you brought so much emotion to it that now it's in your life. It was once a dream, it was once a goal, and now it's in your life. It may have seemed impossible at one time. So how did you do it? You started with a concrete vision of what you wanted and you focused on it continuously, didn't you? Wherever focus goes, energy flows. So why don't we tap into that power now for your business and life?
So many people have lost their day and thus their week and thus their month and thus their year and thus their whole life's agenda to distraction. What are some things you need to immediately stop doing in your life? Is it social media? Is it watching seven seasons of a show every week? What do you need to stop doing to take back control of life? Also, what do you need to start doing? And what do you need to start doing every day, every week, every month, every year to be on your A game? Discipline buys you freedom to do what you want.
Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps that goal alive and in sight and in focus. However small or insignificant that step might seem, take it, do it, make it happen, because that goal isn't going to achieve itself. It is all on you.
There is no capability difference between you and someone you consider to be an ultimate role model of success. The only difference is they've learned to manage their state and they've learned to control their mental focus. Whatever we concentrate our focus on consistently and strive to learn from, we will get great at. I don't care what it is, if you focus on it daily and you strive to be better, you're going to make little distinctions that will make you more and more effective every single day.
You should figure out what is it you desire in life and figure out the steps to get there and start working a plan to get there and minimizing everything else. Getting very clear on the mission, very clear on the mission, and working the plan. Everything else, guess what it gets? A no.
This is the truth of success. Most people can't succeed because they can't deal with all the old motherfuckers pulling them off the game plan. You're going to have to get real fucking comfortable sticking to your own plan and telling them no when they want to go out on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you want to win, whether it's this year or next year or fucking ever, you're going to have to get real comfortable keeping your head on your plan and put the time into making yourself happy.
If you want to be successful, if you want to dominate in the area, you got to let everything go but that thing you're pursuing. You can't chase two rabbits and catch both of them. So you put your attention on one and go after it. You concentrate on winning. You concentrate on dominating. Listen to me. Meditate on this stuff. Focus on this stuff. And when we focus on that, that's where our energy is going to go. I need you to take ownership of your thoughts. I need you to say with me, this is my mind. These are my thoughts. I control what I think. Not the circumstances, not the situations. I control what I think. I choose where I'm going. And I will use my thinking. I will use my thoughts to make the rest of my life the best of my life.
What are you doing right now? Are you not doing anything? Are you doing something stupid? Or are you making progress? What are you doing right now?